Well, a couple of weeks ago, our producer, Greg Mitchell, came across a website on baseball called coverthosebases.com. And it was an extremely interesting website, not just because the articles were intriguing and thought-provoking, but also because the author of these articles is 12 years old. And I want to introduce to you and to our Ultimate Sports Talk microphones, Devin Fink of CoverThoseBases.com. Devin, thanks for joining us tonight. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for joining us tonight. You know, when I was 12 years old, I was playing dice baseball. You're writing a blog, CoverThoseBases.com. Tell me, how did you get started on this?
Well, in fifth grade, I learned how to make a website as part of a school project. Because I was in this pull-out math class, and we were teaching an algebra concept on a website, and I was really loved it. And I also had a big passion for baseball, which really started in 2008 when the Phillies won the World Series for the second time in their team's history. And since half my family's Phillies fans, we just were crazy, and that's how I really began to love baseball. And so when I put those two things together, I got a baseball website. And in November of 2012, just after the World Series, I set this up, and it's been fantastic. I've been able to keep up with it every single day since then, and I've really enjoyed doing it.
How do you manage to do that, Devin? How do you manage to write the articles, keep everything fresh, and still go to school and do your other activities?
I write articles on the bus to and from school. I mean, I'm very dedicated. When I get home from school, I write an article, then I do my homework. It's just sort of a routine now. Whatever happens in baseball, I just want to write about it. It's just sort of something that's been implanted inside of me. You know, I've written articles in the car. I've written articles, as I said, on the bus. It's just something that wherever I am, I have this need to write. And I just do.
Is this something that you can see yourself doing later on down the road in your future?
I definitely think so. It's really something that is really fun for me to be able to write about something I love and for people to actually read and take note of it. And maybe becoming a baseball reporter is exactly what I want to do when I'm older. It's just something that I want to remember in my childhood is loving baseball, and I think this is a huge part of it. And I'm really not sure what I want to do when I grow up, but definitely a journalist would be something that would be awesome, definitely.
Well, Devin, let me ask you. Devin Fink is our guest tonight from CoverThoseBases.com. Do you play baseball yourself?
I do. I love playing baseball.
What position do you play?
I play third base, and I have pitched before, but I like that hot corner.
So I'm guessing before we went on air, you told me that your favorite team is the Phillies. I'm guessing you probably patterned yourself after Mike Schmidt?
I'm not a power hitter. I really like to take my time at the plate and just, you know, stroke it. But, you know, Schmidt, he was a great player, fantastic person. You know, he smacked a lot of home runs. Did his job at third base. I'm more of a defensive guy, and I like to just, you know, take my time at the plate, not try and hit one as far as I can, try and hit those nice line drives and stuff like that.
Okay, let's get into your thoughts about baseball and what's going on today, and let's start with your favorite team, the Philadelphia Phillies. They've got their new manager this year. He managed the last half of the season, Ryne Sandberg. What do you see for the Phillies coming up this season, Devin?
I don't see good things. I want to be realistic here. I just don't see the Phillies becoming a contender in 2014. Marlon Byrd in the outfield was sort of a gamble. You can't really expect a breakout season at the age of 30-plus to repeat, and that's what the Phillies have really leaned themselves towards with so many different players. And the signing of Marlon Byrd was something that I just do not like at all. And I really don't see much youth in the Phillies, and they're not relying on youth. And many other teams are succeeding from youth. The St. Louis Cardinals, for instance, have a very young pitching staff, and they won the National League last year. The Phillies, on the other hand, they're playing with a team that is, every position is over 30 years old. And that's not where you want to be playing. I think the Phillies are going to be finishing in fourth, perhaps even fifth in the division. I really liked what the Marlins did this offseason as well. I have very, very low expectations for my own favorite team, the Phillies.
Well, and you also said coming on to the interview, Devin, that you think the Washington Nationals are going to have a big year.
Yeah, the Nationals are a good young team. They have playoff experience, and they made a very good trade in Doug Fister. They practically stole him from the Detroit Tigers with the prospects and smaller guys that they gave up. I'm not trying to hurt the Tigers GM. He's a fantastic guy. He's really turned this team into a contender. But the Nationals got Doug Fister at a very, very low rate, in my opinion, and that's going to prove to be key for the Nationals. Also, I think Bryce Harper could become the National League MVP this year. He is ready for a breakout season. We all know the talent's there, and he's just getting ready to put it to use this season in 2014.
Devin Fink, our guest from CoverThoseBases.com. Devin, there's some free agents that are still available out there. And, of course, probably Nelson Cruz is the biggest power hitter that's available. Where do you think he's going to end up?
No, I'm not exactly sure where Cruz ends up. The rumors on that side are very quiet, which is going to make for an exciting next couple of weeks with all the free agents out there. But I think Nelson Cruz, if he really wanted to go with the Mariners, I think a deal probably would have been done by now. Because the Mariners are the only team that's really shown a lot of interest in Cruz over these past few weeks. Other teams have come in, come out. The Mariners was really stuck there. I'm not sure if they're the team that ends up signing them. As of right now, yes, I would say that they are. But I think you have to sort of see how the rumor mill decides to play it out. If I was to say where Nelson Cruz decides to go, I think it is going to end up being the Mariners. I mean, they're just willing to spend so much money this offseason on so many different guys, and I'm not sure if they have a winning team yet. They still have to put the guys out on the field, and I think if they want to win this year, Cruz needs to be in that lineup in 2014. But don't count out another team swooping in and signing Cruz. You just don't know what's going to happen.
Well, you know, I guess the question that I've got about Seattle is, I know Nelson Cruz has got the power-hitting capabilities, but Kendrys Morales has been a guy that has really been a big player for Seattle over the last couple of years, and you could probably get him at a cheaper price than you can Nelson Cruz. Why not just go back and keep Morales and let Cruz go elsewhere if you're the Mariners?
Well, Morales plays first base, and they signed Corey Hart, who is an outfielder and a first baseman, and also signed Logan Morrison, who has time at first base. So I think that first base is sort of, you know, logged up there in Seattle. I think there's not a lot of room for first baseman on that team. I know Morales could play DH, but I think they want to more have DH open and give other guys a chance. I'm not exactly sure where Morales will end up either. He's a guy that shows a lot of power, and he's going to be very good. Not going to be. He's a very good player. But he has that injury history on that walk-off home run with the Angels a few years ago. He got carted off the field. That was very horrifying and very gruesome. I don't know where Morales will go, but I think that the Mariners aren't in a position to re-sign Morales at this point.
Okay, there's three pitchers left out there now, Devin. Let's take them all individually. What do you think about Ervin Santana, and where do you think he might end up?
Santana's an interesting case. There aren't a super amount of teams that have shown that they are definitely going to be in on Santana throughout this entire offseason, and that they're going to be the team that signs them. The Blue Jays have wanted pitching for a long time, but I don't think Santana's the guy that's going to end up in Toronto. I can't really decide where I think Santana is going to end up, But again, the Mariners have decided that they want to contend in 2014. They know what the Athletics have done this offseason. They know what the Rangers have done this offseason. If they want to contend compared to those two teams, it's going to be very tough with their team right now. And based on what I've heard from Santana rumors across baseball, I think the Mariners also could sign Irvin Santana. And it's not just because they're the team that's spending this offseason. It's something that they need and that they are willing to pay for. Especially Santana's price has dropped as well. Buster Olney said that his price came down from originally over $100 million over 5+ years. Now it's down to a 3-year deal. I think the Mariners could definitely pounce on that type of a deal, I think, for a pitcher as good as Santana. And he definitely could go elsewhere, as many of these other guys could. It's just been very quiet. But I think the Mariners are a team that has shown interest. The price has dropped. They are looking for guys that are going to take them into contention. Santana's going to be one of them.
How about Ubaldo Jimenez?
This is where the Blue Jays come back into my mind. I can really, really see Jimenez coming to the Blue Jays, and because the Blue Jays need pitching so badly. They finished 29th in the major leagues in starters ERA in 2013 with a 4.81 ERA. And they have not signed one notable pitcher this offseason that I can think of. And Ubaldo Jimenez has been fantastic at times. He was a very good pitcher in Colorado some years, but he started to decline a little bit. Last year for Cleveland, he came back and pitched great down the stretch. He's a guy that I think the Blue Jays are going to want in 2014 a part of their team, and I think they will sign Ubaldo Jimenez.
You know, another pitcher that's available out there, Devin, is Bronson Arroyo. He's been the model of consistency throughout the last 7 or 8 years, yet nobody seems to be knocking on his door either. Where do you see him going?
Bronson Arroyo, he's getting another year older, and his ERA was above 3.5 last year, which could signal that he's nearing the end of his line, but he does provide so much consistency, as you said. But I think it's going to come down between the Dodgers and the Orioles and the Diamondbacks. They've been named as the finalists, and so they're going to be the teams that are going to be in on Arroyo, and I think he ultimately signs with the Arizona Diamondbacks. I think the Dodgers are content with their pitching staff in Greinke, Kershaw, Rue. They've got a great pitching staff there, and I'm not sure how much money they're willing to invest in Arroyo. And the Orioles, I think they're going to end up signing A.J. Burnett because of his proximity to his Maryland home. So I think that leaves us with the Diamondbacks as signing Bronson Arroyo.
Well, I'm talking with Devin Fink tonight from CoverThoseBases.com. And Devin, one of your articles that I found extremely intriguing just a couple of weeks ago was who you could see going from last place to first place, much like what Boston did this year. Talk a little bit who you can see a last-place Cub from last year, who has the best possibilities of being a first-place Club this year.
Well, I wrote this article because Boston finished last and then came into first place. But this year, I don't see any team actually completing the challenge that Boston faced. But I do have two votes, one in the National League and one in the American League. The National League, I think the Rockies have a great team. They signed Justin Morneau this offseason, which he could just go off in Coors Field. He's a fantastic power hitter, and we know the Coors Field effect all too well. He could be crushing in Coors Field this year. The Blue Jays, on the other hand, they still got a good core team with Dickey, Burley, and Reyes. Mm-hmm. In the deal, they got Burley and Reyes from the Marlins the year before in 2010. Dickey they got from the Mets. And that is what they're going to rely on to come back in the first place this year. If Ubaldo Jimenez signs with the Blue Jays, that gives them even a better chance to come back in the American League East race. I really think the Blue Jays just need rebounding years from those three guys, a healthy Jose Reyes and rebounds from Burley and Dickey, and they could be the team that finishes in first in the American League East. But the American League East is very, very competitive. Rays, Yankees, Boston, and the Orioles, too. Never count them out. They've got a good club. The five teams in the American League East could be very close coming down to the stretch, but only two or three of them will make the playoffs. So it's really a matter of who has the most complete ball club. I'm not sure that the Blue Jays are right there then, but I do think they've got a good ball club and that they are ready. They've got the players to win. Just it's a question of whether it happens or not and how the rest of the offseason plays out for them.
Devin, I've just got a couple more questions for you. The first one, I've got to ask you about the Cleveland Indians. They're my team. What do you see for them this year?
Well, I'm actually wearing an Indians hat right now because I got it last postseason because MLB Network, I actually won a giveaway. So I'm glad you asked.
Is it the Chief Wahoo hat, Devin, or is
yes.
it the block
yes,
C?
Yes, Chief Wahoo is awesome. Okay. I very, really like Chief Wahoo.
So what do you see out of the Indians this year?
The Indians, they've got a very, very good ball club. They're young. They're talented. I really, really see a good year from the Indians again this year. But the division they play in, the American League Central, is very competitive as well. You know, you've got the Tigers in there. You've got the Royals in there. You've got the White Sox, who really improved with younger players. And you've got the Twins, who also improved this offseason. I think that race is going to come down between the Royals and the Indians to whoever wins that wild card. I think one wild card will probably come from the AL West, and the other wild card will come from the American League East or the American League Central. And I think the Indians definitely have what it takes after finishing very well last year. I'm not sure, though, with the advanced competitiveness in the American League now, that they are able to get back to the postseason for the second season in a row. They've definitely got the talent, but they need to step it up a notch. And I'm not sure if that's there yet. I mean, they have got the players. That's definitely one thing they have. They've got the chemistry. They've got the manager. But the competitiveness took a whole step up this offseason. Mariners improved. The Athletics improved. The Rangers improved. The Yankees arguably improved. All these teams that are going to be in for the AL wild card race when it comes September are going to be right there, who signed big free agents this offseason. I just don't know whether the Indians are able to leapfrog any of them into the postseason. I think it's just a matter of time before we find out.
Devin, your brother also contributes to your website. Tell me a little bit about him.
Well, he's only 9 years old, and he really, really likes my website. So he's wanted to write for my website for a long time. So I decided that what I would do is set up his own page called Brother's Take to have his opinions on the game of baseball. And so he's written for a couple of posts there, and he's really excited about it. And it'll improve his writing, and hopefully he sticks with it, and we get a really big site out of it, you know, a very viewed site. You know, he's just really nice to me, and I really like him. And
Devin Fink, outstanding interview here tonight, outstanding website. That website, again, is coverthosebases.com. Devin, thanks for joining us tonight on the Ultimate Sports Talk Show.
I really enjoyed it. Thank you for having me.